Des Moines County Supervisors meeting on December 4th, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson?
Good morning. Just getting ready for Danville special election next Tuesday. And plus, I need to start contacting the department heads and lining up those budget hearings. So get those scheduled and everything, but that's it for now.
The question came up on that vote. Landowners or absentee, you have to be a citizen and live.
You have to be a resident of the Danville Community School District.
So if you own land and you live in some other.
Timbuktu, no, you don't get to vote.
You do not get a vote. That's what I told them.
You have to reside in that precinct.
They thought that was taxation without representation. They should be paying more attention when they bought the ground, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa, how's the recorder's office?
We're doing fine, keeping busy. Don't have anything really to say today.
Do you have any more updates on the permits for the ATV and UTVs?
We did 24 of them last month. Now we're up to 74.
I was thinking we had 80 some. I don't know where I got that.
No.
74. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Colton, how's the jail?
Full. Back up to 84 this morning.
How many?
84.
84. That's better than what it was there for a while in the 90s and 100s, but.
Yeah.
Still not good.
How many are there because they just missed their court date?
It varies.
We're taking up a lot of good space just to hold somebody around.
We are. The judges are actually working pretty good with us. I'll get ahold of Judge Dean, Judge Bailey, and kind of go through our list, and they're working pretty good with us.
That's good.
Jeff?
Morning.
How's the sheriff's department?
Obviously, business has been good.
Yes.
Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Ken, mental health?
Good morning. I don't have anything new to report either, but we keep working hard.
See what happens when I'm gone for a week, then nobody wants to talk to me. Okay, that's fine.
You're scary.
How's the IT department?
Doing pretty good. Just keeping busy, but nothing really new to report, so.
Thanks, Colin. Chris, conservation?
Let's see, so project-wise, we're not really doing much, just kind of went to work winterizing equipment and stuff. I just put a job offer out to replace our natural resource manager, so assuming that person accepts, we'll be back up to a full staff, hopefully after the first of the year. So that's exciting. We got a board member appointment on the agenda here today. And then just a reminder, we have our conservation board meeting tomorrow evening, and it'll be Jim Steer's last meeting, and he's served more than 10 years on the Des Moines County Conservation Board, so we'll be recognizing him for that. You know, for me personally, that's a tough loss. He's about the, him and Pat Rogie, my park ranger, are the only two people affiliated with the department that were there when I got hired 10 years ago.
Couldn't squeeze another couple, 3 years out of it?
Right, I tried to, and but now he's ready to step off, and it's been kind of an unwritten rule with our board that, you know, you do two terms, you do 10 years, and then you get off with somebody else. It's not written into our bylaws, but that's kind of the way we follow things. So, you know, with all the turnover, he's kind of been, you know, the steady force there, and so seeing him go is kind of a sad day for the bar, but I'm sure he's gonna continue to be involved as a lot of our past board members have been, but so that'll be kind of a big one for us tomorrow night when we bid him adieu. But other than that, we got our fish habitat grant turned in for that pond up there at Big Hollow. I think the fish habitat grant meets later this week to judge those, so we should know either later this month or maybe right after first of the year whether we got that. Otherwise, we got a grant through, I'd actually forgot to mention this a while ago, we got a grant through AmeriCorps. It's a partnership with AmeriCorps 4-H and now us to hire a part-time naturalist through our nature center. So they're employed through AmeriCorps. And then it's, I think we put $3,400 into it and we get a seasonal position. It's a 20-hour a week position through this program for, I can't remember how long it is, a year maybe. But it's a pretty neat program. It's the first time they've done this. And so we were one of the first ones to secure this grant. And so Jessica Johnson, who's been doing kind of some part-time naturalist work for us, we were able to hire her on through that, and so we'll be able to keep her around for a while and kind of fill in that void that we have, you know, needing some extra help at the Nature Center. So that was some really great work by my Nature Center staff, Kent Rector, finding that outside opportunity to get some of that funding on the ground and get those bodies, because that's the biggest limiting factor we have as far as moving things forward in our department is just the human capital. You know, we got to get the staff, and so anytime we can find, you know, outside sources of funding to make that happen, it helps us keep moving things forward. So we're excited about that. I think that's about it for now.
Thank you, Chris. How's the road department, Brian?
Well, it's been an interesting stretch of weather. I appreciate the guys' long hours. They work Sunday and then Monday and Tuesday, and I got most everything covered, particularly the gravel roads. I think it was a from the phone calls received, it was apparently a reminder to folks that it takes us a couple days to get all the gravel roads covered when you get that kind of a snow. I mean, that wasn't a 2-inch dry snow. That was a 10-inch wet snow, and it just took a long time to cover things. And if the guys try to speed that process up, they launch that rock off the road and everywhere else. So there's just no good way to do it. Anyway, yeah, then we rolled into freezing rain, and then we rolled into a weekend of rain, and then our first call was yesterday morning about potholes. So there are a lot of potholes out there. Most of them are too wet to do anything with right at the moment. So the guys are going to try to go out this afternoon and see if they can find somewhere dry enough to do some work. But this time of year, and I hate to say it, but this time of year, if it turns cold, those potholes are going to be there for a long while. So, and there are out there. There's no question about it. They're not fun to hit, but I don't know. This isn't what you want going into what would be a routine winter when you normally want to freeze up and be done. So,
have you ever seen anybody complain so much? He complains about it's too dry, can't go out and grade the roads. And it's too wet, can't go out and grade the roads.
The board's just looking to a new variety of calls. They're looking for the bright side.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if you get some calls, have them call our office and you know, give us a location and such, but we're in no position right now to give people any guarantees. So
I saw that email you sent out whenever it was.
Yeah.
And I went out and just made a lap, and I ended up going up South Prairie Grove. And when I got to Ed Blow's Hill and started up there, and it was snowpacked. And I'm telling you, in the middle of that hill, I just plain lost it. I mean, I wasn't going fast, anything. It just ran off the edge of the road. So yeah. Luckily there was a little gravel there that I caught.
There was. The first pass through, he had an edge showing down both sides. But that was pretty common for a lot of our roads.
Yeah.
And only that snowpack was tight. There wasn't much pop in that. It's a good thing we got, probably a good thing we got the moisture we got this weekend in the warm weather.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the roads are soft now, but I'm going to guess people would rather have soft than they would ice.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's slick.
So.
I didn't go a mile down the road and I ran across Fluff coming toward me.
Yeah.
And
he was out there midday.
He was doing some good.
Yeah, I mean, at that point it was so tight, he was going to try to rough it up, but it wasn't all going to come up.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, so it's been an interesting stretch, but we did put our other construction projects on hold. There's a little bit of finish up work. I think the asphalt contractor is going to move in tomorrow and finish shoulders on what he has left to do as far as what, but he'll have all the still have work left for next spring. and a little bit of work on Iowa City Road. Most of it's done, but they are, in all likelihood, gonna have to button that up and come back next spring too, so. Other than that, got a work session and nothing else, I guess.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Zach, how's Southeast Iowa?
I was going pretty good. I've been here for a few weeks, so I guess it's good to be back. Jared's been filling in, I think, pretty well for me, so. Had a couple subdivisions the last few weeks, and I think we've got two more out for review right now. I know, so I guess looking at one of them, I think we've got another one. If you haven't got it yet, I think you'll be getting it pretty soon. And then we're talking to a few other people with a couple other potential ones too that we might see here before the end of the year possibly. So things have been busy there, and a few building permits as well. So it's been things kind of picked up the last few weeks. And otherwise, the only other thing, I think we're set up for a work session next week after the meeting. We'll give just kind of an update on what we've done the past year since Jared and I have kind of taken over, and then go through just some things we've noticed in the ordinances, some of the issues and things like that, so.
Okay, moving on to correspondence. See, Mr. Beck slid that back over. He wanted to read it, so. This came to, this also has to do with you, Southeast Iowa Region Plan. Says, dear Chairman, Mr. Beck.
Okay, we need to update them once in a while. They seem to be out of touch.
It's that time of year again for Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors to be named for your representative candidate. These terms are now annually appointed based on bylaw revisions which occurred in 2006. Your current board member is Bob Beck, and his term expires January 1, 2019. Please pass your attached resolution naming your Southeast Iowa Regional Planning representative for 2019. This member will then concur with the other two Southeast Iowa representatives in your county to name the private sector representative for the board. Your current private sector representative is Bob Hessler. The nominating committee will recommend the slate of the officers at the January 24, 2019 full board meeting. It's encouraged that the appointment for the forms be received by January the 11th, 2019. And enclosed is a copy of the bylaws for your review. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact my executive assistant, Debbie Laughlin, by phone 319-753-4305 or email. Sincerely, Mike Norris, Executive Director.
You know the old saying, it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. Guess what, Bob?
Congratulations, Bob.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Good outfit.
I don't know how long Bob's been on the board. It seems like as long as I've been there, and he's been a good member for us, so we appreciate it.
I'm getting better on it, Brian.
yeah, let's go with that.
Is there any other correspondence?
I do not.
Do you have any other correspondence, Bob? Public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we'll show move on for discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims and an amount of $476,756.50.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. We have payroll claim reimbursements. An amount of $272.92. And non-taxable cash, there was nothing in there this time.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. Now we have an appointment to the conversation. Okay. Appointment.
Okay, that says, "Dear Supervisors, I'm running for the position of the Des Moines County Conservation Board. I'm a lifelong resident of Burlington, Iowa, with a passion for outdoors. As a 41-year-old father of two, I am working to raise my children with appreciation for the outdoors. My family and I take numerous camping trips and at the county and the state parks throughout the state of Iowa, along with trips to parks in neighboring states and a yearly trip to two national parks. As a family, we engage in hiking on trails in Stars Cave and North Gorge and fishing and boating at the Big Hollow throughout the year." This is Matt Pass, 12.
I think we all
got Camp Road.
A letter yesterday from Conservation. Yeah. Have you got a copy of that there from the board?
Should be in there.
Yeah, it's in here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that, yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry.
I was going to pass it up. Okay, dear Supervisors, consideration of the applicants I received for the available position of Des Moines County Conservation Board, I recommend the appointment to go to Matt Pass. Though I have no doubt that Chelsea Lurid would also make a great board member, bringing valuable insights from a visitors and tourism perspective, I believe Mr. Hass has more direct experience in the field of conservation. On multiple occasions, he has partnered with our department and implemented conservation practices on his own land, and he has shown and sustained interest in joining our board, having applied multiple times in the past. It's great that we have two very good applicants for the opening, and I have no doubt that both applicants would make a good, great board member. However, since we do only have one available spot, I recommend a vacancy be filled with Matt Hatz this time. This comes from Jim Steer, the chairman of the Des Moines County Conservation Board.
Motion to appoint Mr. Hatz to the board.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. That's not right. Terry will get back to us. We have minutes for the regular meeting on November 27th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Abstain. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Other than I apologize to all the cancer victims we've had around for not wearing my pink shirt.
Oh, well, Bob, you know, when we get old, we get forgetful.
Sometimes you best off keeping mouth shut, aren't you?
The meeting between Christmas and New Year's, I don't believe we're going to have a meeting then. That'd be on the 25th.
Yep.
So everybody gets a little vacation that week. So. That's all I had.
And the first meeting in January will have to be the second on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, January the 2nd. The first day after, because that's your organizational meeting.
Okay.
The first meeting, not necessarily a special meeting.
No, it's the first meeting after the first of the year.
Yeah, we don't have to hurry that meeting along.
The first thing we'll do is swear in the,
right.
Elected officials.
So it'll be the following week, because the New Year's Day is on a
New Year's Day is on a Tuesday, so the meeting will be January the 2nd, Wednesday, January 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So no, you don't get to cancel another one, Bob.
Okay.
Is there any more future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports.
I attended the COBCO, the City County Insurance Board meeting. They should have our new rates for us, the, toward the middle of September, or September, January. Great River's changing the way they bill, and they're negotiating with Walmart to see whether it'll affect insurance members, but they're creating clinics. This is to increase their revenue basically so they can bill Medicare and Medicaid more. But when you go to one of the clinics out there, you will get two bills. One bill for the services and one bill from the hospital, from Great River, for the facilities. Whether that will affect our insurance or not, or the, you know, basically what, I don't even want to go there. They're supposed to have an answer. They think they were close to negotiating with Walmart so it would not affect the city county insurance. I've got a call in and haven't heard back yet. So whether they haven't decided or not, I don't know. But if it does affect the insurance of any city, county employees, you will get information on how it will affect that. But right now I don't know, except that they are changing the way they bill. And I believe it's primarily to increase their revenue from Medicare and Medicaid. That's all I've been. We actually, I'm kind of looking forward. We've got the that Medical Assistance Advisory Council. I was complaining about the tier reductions. We get a chance to make a case to the state. So Ryan's talking to the integrated health homes because they do the case coordination about a lot of times the highest level of care for someone with a mental illness is a U9. They need care 24/7. So you get reimbursed for a certain amount for that. Well, a U8 or a U7 have to be in a HAP home as well. So they need to be in one of those homes, but they require a little less care. But the reimbursement's less. So the MCOs have been going in and quickly reassessing those U9s to try to get them down. So I wrote a letter to the MAC. They'd asked me to after I talked to them about it. So they sent back and they said, get them some information and get it to them and they'll investigate that. So maybe we'll have a little luck.
Yeah, because if somebody gets a U9 and all of a sudden they're more stable in the home, so right away the MCO wants to drop the rates down and drop it to U8 or U7, well then that can affect the person's stability and they get less supervision then at the U8 or U7 and then all of a sudden they become unstable and it's just they need to hold it at U9 for a while longer to stabilize the person and not get them, you know, just unstable in the home. So
reassessments used to be done every 6 months to a year. Now they're starting out at 30 to 90 days. But I brought them the new argument. I said, this is affecting they want the counties and the regions to provide expanded new services. You know, that's if we're talking about reimbursement rates, you know, and new administrative costs because they have to go through and they have to come up with new treatment plans for everybody. That will affect the incentives of somebody to expand services or create new services. So I hear them from the practicality and financial.
Good. That's true. It is affecting us.
Yep.
I had nothing. I had a early childhood, and we're getting ready for the state to come down and meet with the board in January to let us know how we're doing, see where the funding is going to do. And I'm at the end of my three-year term, my second three-year term on this, December 31st. So if either one of you gentlemen would like to take that over, you're welcome to it. If not...
I think you do a fine job.
Yeah, you do. I got that shoe job, they broke.
We're all pretty much used to the boards and commissions we're on, and there's a learning curve once you go on a new one that takes a while. For some of us, it takes quite a while. Me.
Me too. Tell you, it's early childhood. There's a lot that goes on there, and it really gets difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Des Moines County lost their funding because of not enough kids. And all the indications says that we've got the kids, but you've got to have transportation to get them there. That's a big deal. Transportation is a big deal.
For everything. Yeah. Almost everything I'm on has got transportation problems. So, well, except for Zach. He supplies it.
Then I had an Iowa workforce meeting last night. That's another thing. There's 16 regions, and the state wants to cut that down. They started out at 2 regions, putting them all together. We think they might end up with 4 regions. We're not sure. We're hoping that they'll go with 6, at least 6. But that's going to put us with Davenport. It looks to me like Davenport and Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, you know, and whether they keep these offices open in these regions, when they close them down or not, it doesn't know. We don't know yet. We won't know until February. And Bob Ryan is retired at the end of this month, so our director, so we really don't know what's going to happen. But it's gonna, you know, as poor as we are in Southeast Iowa with the unemployment rate we've had, we really need an office in the Burlington, Fort Madison, Keokuk area. So.
Yeah, I don't think that combining is in the best interest of the public. I look at it like I look at business, and government has made rules and regulations, both parties, ever since about 1950, I think, have made it easier to combine and get everything all bunched together. So if the little guys get bought out by the big guys, anytime there's a trouble, in comes the big guy, swoops in, take banks, for instance, and pretty soon there are just a few in a handful. Take the telephone business, for instance. I'm very well aware of what happened there. They, I don't like it. I don't think it's good. This country is made of mom and pops stores, and they're the ones that really got the new ideas and made things happen. And now we're going to combine it and get it all into, you go to work every day, pick up your paycheck, and then you go home at night and forget the good ideas.
Well, our big concern is if they move an office to, let's say, Iowa City or Davenport, either one, how's these people that's looking for a job, these dislocated workers, that some of them don't have transportation, and you got the disabled workers that's looking for jobs, and if we don't have an office around here, a satellite office, wherever the region headquarters is going to be, you know, We're just putting these people in poverty, absolutely poverty. So, but it's what the state wants. They wanted like Nebraska when they first come to us about Nebraska's got 3 regions. One of them's Omaha, the next one's Lincoln, and the third one's the rest of the state.
So. Yeah, look how well it works in Illinois. Well, got Chicago and downstate.
Yep. Anyway, that's...
Thanks about the board over there, too.
That's all I've got. Time for public input session number 2. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.